Hi, and welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, where three men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the gameplay to the community to the drama, everything that entails being an online community.
Goddamn.
So I'll just do it, I guess.
You know what? That's the intro. That's it, there right there.
There wasn't enough hype. You yelled on me last week because I wasn't hype enough during my intro.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That's fair.
That was fucking sad.
Was sad as fuck, though.
Yeah, right, you were depressing.
All right. Hi, and welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, a podcast where three men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the news to the balance and all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. Come and join three men that are not very good at this game talk about it from the aspect of an average gamer. Let's fucking go.
Fucking go, boys.
Let's fucking go, boys. So, as always, I'm Conrad Gunther, and I'm joined by my co-host, the Heater Work.
Hello, hello.
And Vance Helsing Gaming.
Hello.
All right, guys, how's it been? How's the last couple of weeks been? Hit me.
Man. It's been pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie.
I was on vacation all last week, so I didn't have a computer. Well, I had my laptop while I was on vacation for Christmas, and it couldn't run anything at all. So I tried to run Diablo on it, and I might as well have just set it on fire.
Oh, man.
And then all this week, it's been trying to get back to normalcy, and I've been sick.
You got a Steam Deck, boy. What are you doing?
Me too.
I don't pay mind to my Steam Deck, all right? My Steam Deck it's precious.
It's literally for traveling and playing video games.
Yes, but I didn't think about that because I don't have Diablo on Steam. I have it on Blizzard, so I couldn't
Battle.net.
I'd have to do a whole bunch of workarounds, and I didn't want to do that, and Diablo is huge and I don't have the storage space for it.
What about you, Dehito Work? What up?
It was good, man. I got some cool games for Christmas. I got me a nice Majin Buu neon sign. You can't see it because of the background, but it's a fat Buu with a tongue out. I like it.
Nice.
It was cool, man. It's been a nice couple weeks.
Yeah, hell yeah. I had a pretty good Christmas, too. My grandma got me a cat tree for my cats. They love that.
Hell yeah.
Got some jeans, you know, as an older individual now. I love getting clothes for Christmas. Like, that's my favorite thing to do.
It's insane.
I hate buying clothes.
Yeah, dude. So that was great. And my grandma sent me home with a bunch of fucking cookies, so I have to get through all those.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Rivals. I fucking hit Diamond, finally. I'm super excited about that, because I was hard stuck Plant 2 for, like, a minute. I was hard stuck Plat 3, Plat 2, and I was bouncing back and forth, and then, like, I finally calmed down, and I went, like, an 8-game win streak and hit Diamond. So
that means you're now, you're one of those big-time streamers, right? That's going to start raking in views because you're going to be playing with all the professionals?
No. Everybody is, like, eternity now. I'm low rank still. Just Diamond's, like, the very start of high rank. It's where the bans kick in, but it's, like, I doubt I hit GM, but I feel like I could. If I was going to hit a GM in one game, it'd probably be Marvel Rivals and not Overwatch, because I feel like your mechanics are less important in Marvel Rivals as is your game sense, where, like, Overwatch is much more mechanically involved.
That's a good point. I never even thought of it like that, but that is why I like Marvel Rivals.
Yeah.
You can be trash at the game, but just know what's going on.
Yeah.
Fucking playing some characters, like a... you know, like Mantis, like, yeah, you gotta land some shots, but just fucking fling of the seeds down, like, so you'll get some headshots, you know, and then you just spam your healings and say, yeah, it's more of a game sense thing than it is, like, mechanical skill. All right, so, but the first season, or season zero, Marvel Rivals ends in less than 7 days. The next season comes out next Friday, so... Yeah, so looking back at season zero in review, what do you guys think?
I think they had an excellent opening season, honestly. Like, it really went without any hitches. Like, I can't knock them. Stuff in the battle pass was awesome. I spent money.
Yeah.
Got me some skins.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Your $5. And even if you didn't finish it, remember, carries over to the next season, right? No FOMO on finishing the battle pass, only on buying it. So,
and I think I talked about this last episode, was if the season zero, like, skins and cosmetics and stuff that we saw is just like a precursor to what we're gonna get with like the upcoming seasons, I'm super excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, speaking of that, did you see like the Chinese New Year skins they added today?
Oh, Squirrel Girl and somebody else.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl and Moon Knight. Pretty fucking fire. The Moon Knight one is fire. I mean, I don't celebrate Chinese. I have bad memories of Chinese New Year's. This is a little bit off topic, but the last time I celebrated Chinese New Year's, I was on a train in Vietnam, and I was suffering from food poisoning. And like fireworks are going off outside the train as we're going to fucking Ho Chi Minh. And like me and my other buddy, who also ate the dangerous street meat, we're just like trying not to die.
The dangerous street meat. That was my nickname in high school.
True story.
Man.
Yeah. But I agree. Skins are fire. So there's some things like this hasn't been like a flawless season. So I definitely want to talk about some of the drama that's been going on, because there's been quite a bit of drama going on lately. The first thing I want to talk we'll come back to season one later. Let me just mark my notes. All right. So the first thing I want to bring up, we talked about this last week, but I have a couple more points about it, is fucking hero bans and Diamond. I am still an extreme advocate that hero bans should be in every rank. But here's my problem with hero bans when you're in Diamond, right? Is now that I've hit Diamonds, I still haven't really got to experience hero bans, because it still pulls up some plat players into your lobby. And if there's at least one plat player in your lobby, you don't fucking get hero bans. So until you're like well in the Diamond, not fucking happening.
So you don't even get to experience the true top tier gameplay.
Yeah.
Means you still get Hawkeyes and Hellas in your game.
Yeah. You got to bust into Diamond like midway to get consistent bans.
Good lord.
So, So I don't like that. And another thing I thought about was, like, we talked about hero bans and then people targeting streamers last episode we did. And I just wanted to bring up this fact, like, a lot of people tune into specific streamers to see them play a specific hero that might not be meta. Like, let's say I follow Necros because he's, like, the GOAT Spider-Man, right? And he barely gets to play Spider-Man sometimes because of the bans, if they choose to ban him out, or any of these other streamers, they get banned out. So it does feel bad if you're trying to tune into a streamer to watch a specific hero and they just can't play it because of targeted hero bans. So I just wanted to bring that up. What do you guys think?
There's not hero bans in quick play, is it?
Yeah, but no one wants to play quick play.
I mean, just go to quick play. You still have Diamond players and our GMs in quick play who, like, right, your SR is still the same. So I'm assuming. I mean, I get it, though. I want to stream my competitive games because that's where the juice is. That's where you play your hardest.
Play your hardest and get tilted the most.
Yeah.
All right. So what about you, Vance? What do you think about it? What do you think? Has your thoughts on hero bans in general changed at all?
To be honest, I don't remember what my opinion was last episode. I think it was they're fine if streamers want to complain about getting banned on their mains or whatever because they're too good at it, then, you know, have different characters. But as far as like the viewership, Semper Gumby, you know, we're real familiar with that term. But it's, I mean, you just got to learn to flex. But as a content watcher, like, I spend a lot of time watching YouTube. That's what I do 90% of the time. Yeah, I do want to watch the masters play on their main roles. So I get it.
So I think the good fix is, like, if we want hero bans in Diamond Plus, fine, make it. But, like, if I think it should be the opposite of what it is right now. If there is a single Diamond player in your lobby, you should get hero bans. That way hero bans start a little bit earlier for high ranked or higher in the end plat players, and anybody that actually makes Diamond is rewarded with finally being able to have fucking hero bans.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I
think it makes more sense than fucking just being have to be almost a GM player to see hero bans. So okay. So next on the next thing I want to talk about is that I don't know the truth or not, because there's been no confirmation from NetEase. But there is the theory right now that there are bots in quick play. That Wow. And it started from a this is started from a Reddit post of a guy who did a week worth of research. So take it at that. Anybody that does a week worth of research on anything, it's probably not one guy doing a week's worth of research. I'm sorry, it's just not like that credible. But like from my own experience, I feel like there are too. That there are bots in quick play, because the theory is that like after you lose a few games, you get a bot lobby where at least a few of the people on your team and the enemy team are bots, so you know you got an easy fucking win, so you don't fucking tilt out as much. Now, this has been almost proven, though, by some videos on YouTube and stuff, where they're, like, witnessing the enemy team, and they're all, like, stacked on top of each other perfectly, following the exact same path, step by step, to point, before they finally break off and fight. So it looks like fucking bots, but, like, I don't know, man, because it's not been confirmed.
I mean, that's huge if true.
Like bots.
I mean, I guess that, but do you want bots in your game? Like, if you're on a losing streak, don't you think that's more humiliating to just be like, here, we're gonna throw you an easy win? Like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
No, I don't want that.
Like, I deserve it. I don't want no handouts.
I want my face in the dirt. I'm getting my ass kicked. Kick my ass.
Yeah, so that's a thing. Like, I would recommend, like, looking at it because, like, at first I wasn't believing it. I'm like, oh, this is just massive fucking cope, blah, blah, blah. But the other day I was, like, playing, and I was, like, watching the enemy team. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, we played a game together. We were playing that game together. I was like, you guys actually might be bots. Yeah. And then they just turned up on us. It was crazy. Like, they switched it to master level. It was wild.
We called them out, dude. And we could have just called them because I asked them in chat, like, bots? Question.
Yeah.
Triggered them.
They got triggered. I insulted a group of six people, but they had the names that might be bots. It was like all their names were like last name, first name kind of deals, and it was like and then I checked their profiles and they're all restricted profiles, and I'm like, it's not looking so hot. Because like according to the Reddit post, the guy did research is like there's indications on whether or not they're bots. Like the first one is if like you lose two or more games, you're more likely to be put in a bot lobby. Then he showed the like the naming convention for bots, like first name, last name kind of naming conventions with some numbers or whatever. And then if you try to check their profiles, they are all not privated, but restricted. And so it doesn't say they've privated their profile, it says they've restricted their profile.
That's pretty sus.
So, yeah. It's pretty fucking sus, dude. There might be fucking bots in Marvel Rivals. And I agree with Vance, man. If there's bots in Marvel Rivals, they gotta go, right? There's enough people to fucking matchmake. If you're on a losing streak, I'm sorry, you're on a losing fucking streak, dude. Do better. Like,
hold the L like a man or a woman and just move on.
What about you, Dietor? What do you think?
Don't put bots in my games, please. I play these online games to play people so I can make them mad. Not robots. I'm just kidding. Don't bring my account.
Dude. So another thing I want to talk about is that Marvel Rivals, it turns out, is pay to win. Like for sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's for sure. Yeah. And it turns out there's like some problem with like the coding or whatever. I can't explain like the little how it works. But the higher FPS you have, certain abilities in the game have a bigger effect. at the higher FPS you are, Marvel Rivals acknowledged this and said they're gonna fix it in the next patch. They said that like that you shouldn't notice it in highly competitive games because it shouldn't make too big of a difference. But there are some things like you can get more attacks on Wolverine per like second if you're playing at a higher FPS. You can travel farther on Doctor Strange's Levitate or Magic's Dash. Yeah, there's abilities that have more of an effect in the game the higher FPS you have. Real talk.
Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of...
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give him... Grace is their first game like this, so, you know, there's going to be bugs, and they said they're going to address it, so we'll see.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a real fucking thing that's happening. It's been pretty much tested and proved. Marvel Rivals has addressed it, unlike the bots. They haven't addressed the bots.
Nothing about
the bots. Nothing about the bots, but they have addressed the FPS issue, saying it's going to come in the next season, a fix for it. But yeah, that's a thing, dude. So, like, poor people get fucked. Have you thought about not being poor?
Yeah,
why don't you just get money?
Why don't you get money? Why aren't you side hustling?
Yeah. You wanna grind Marvel Rivals, grind that bread.
Dude, I hear Andrew Tate has got a fucking school if you want to go to that. Please don't. By the way, I'm joking. Fuck Andrew Tate. Don't fucking go. Don't go to Hustlers University.
Yeah, fuck but, getting money.
Yeah, fuck getting money, bro.
It's not like, worth it.
Women and respect.
Like, dude, like, I don't understand why all of you don't have 4090 graphic cards, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
Get the jet engine graphics card.
Looks over at my 4090, and it's staring right at me.
All right, so
he's pulling out the sex toys.
No, I get my headphones about to die. What do you think, Dehita Work? What say you?
About what?
About the pay to win.
Oh yeah, I know this for a fact because I have a fucking old rig. So like, I'm happy when I get 90 frames. I just got 90 frames for overclocking my freaking GPU.
And you're gonna burn that fucking thing out.
I don't think so. It's been fun.
Fucking worth it.
It really is. Like, I literally doubled my damage. Like, it was insane. Like, like what in the world?
Oh, there was a cat in my chair. I accidentally sat on her. And then this other cat fucking messed with my shit.
Caleb's face turned red.
Yeah, because I fucking sat on my cat. All right, so the next thing I want to talk about, dude, is like... Okay. We've beat the issue of Roll Queue to fucking death. We have. So this is my fucking weekly reminder to play more fucking Vanguard and more strategist. This is my weekly reminder to all you people who fucking go into quick play lobbies and insta-lock DPS or comp lobbies and insta-lock DPS. And I just want to say, like, when you do that and you pick Iron Man, you're not him. I'm sorry.
You're not Tony Stark when you put on that armor.
You're not him.
You're not Robert Downey Jr. Get out of here.
So yeah, there's that. I don't need you guys to comment on that unless you want to. I just wanted to put out my weekly reminder is like, be a team member. All right. Iron Fist's ass. Stop picking him. Unless you're like goated.
But he's about to get buffed.
Dude. Yeah. No. If anything, he's about to lose a buff, right? Because the next season comes in the season. Oh, we'll move into this next talk. But next week, right, is the seasonal buffs are going to change. That means Iron Fist loses like 15% of his damage after he doesn't have the seasonal buff, right?
They are doing seasonal buffs to change the meta?
Yeah, right. Right. Oh. Remember the team ups, like all the team ups. The anchor of the team up that doesn't get an extra ability gets a stat increase across the board. So like Groot gets like an extra 150 HP for his team up with Rocket Raccoon. Venom gets like 100 extra, an extra 100 HP for his team up with Spider-Man and Penny Parker. Hela is a big one who has that team up with Loki and Thor. She has like a 15 to 20% damage increase right now, dude. If she loses that, she might not be able to fucking two tap anymore. It might be a three tap. That like, yeah.
It instantly brings her back in range.
Yeah. So, like, let's imagine some of these characters that aren't that great anyways, like Spider-Man and Iron Fist, right? They're going to lose their, like, damage buff. And then, like, where are they going to be? They're just going to be bad, right?
Huh.
So
that's one way to handle the meta, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, and that's like Hawkeye is going to lose, like, 15% of his damage, too. The problem is it doesn't really fucking matter for him. Because his charge shot, his charge shot at 100 does, like, 385 fucking damage or something stupid.
Buff Hawkeye.
Something fucking stupid.
Buff him. No,
absolutely not. Ban Hawkeye every time.
Give him unlimited jumps. I'm tired.
Yeah, so please. Cool down.
So I kind of want to look back on like season zero and review a little bit. And what do you guys think were like the best and worst team ups of season zero?
That's a good one. Okay, so maybe not the best. Maybe he is the best. The Wolverine and Hulk.
That's, might be the most fun for sure.
Yeah, definitely the most fun. Honestly, I think anything with Luna is like really strong.
Yeah, the Luna Snow team ups are just insane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that from what I watch of like high rank gameplay, is that the strongest team up in the game by far is the Hulk team up with Iron Man and
Oh, the gamma radiation.
Gamma radiation, right? I don't know if you guys know this, but like Iron Man, when he pops his E and gets the Hulk power up, if he has a Hulk in his team, his chest laser does 220 DPS.
Good lord. Yeah. That seems excessive.
It is excessive. It's the best team up in the game, right? So like, I guess in high rank gameplay where you're seeing a lot of like Hela ban, like people have been starting to ban Bruce Banner just because they don't want no Iron Man doing 220. BBS. I would also say, like, another one that's another team ups that are really fucking strong are, oh shit, I drank some fair fluid, now I'm fucking losing my mind. Adam Warlock with Mantis and fucking Luna Snow. Fucking wild, dude. The free fucking reses, like having three people just fucking with a free life every goddamn 2 minutes is insane. And then on top of that, with his fucking res himself, Hela being able to fucking res Thor and Loki on kills, just like every couple of minutes too, at full health, by the way. So that's fucking insane too. I think those are some of the best. The Wolverine and Hawk one is funny as fuck. Just throw him in and he kidnaps the tank. Some bullshit. That's some fucking bullshit. But what do you guys think? What about worst team-ups? What do you guys think are the worst?
Honestly, I think the Hawkeye-Black Widow team-up is pretty awful. Yeah. Because Black Widow just doesn't... I feel like does not utilize the past body shots or whatever. It's dumb.
Yeah, dude. Well, I guess there's been some like hit registration issues on the after images anyways. Like Siegel, who's a pretty prominent streamer, was talking about it, like how he thinks that and I have no proof on this, it's just something I caught in passing, is that like hit registration on the after images is bugged and just not being great all the time. But Black Widow is booty anyways. But if she gets a seasonal team up, but even if she only got like a 10% damage buff next season for providing a team up, she's gonna be able to one shot 250s. So that's going to be fucking frustrating if that happens, I imagine. So,
but they're not going to do that. They don't want one-shots in the game. Looks at Hawkeye.
Hawkeye has one. Fucking Spider-Man has a one-shot. He's teamed up with Venom, but it has to be on 250s. But yeah. I think the worst team-up in the game is the invisibility circle that Cloak and Dagger gives Moon Knight. Fucking useless, dude.
Yeah, that is legitimately useless.
It's like it would be cool if like he could just turn invisible, but there's a big dome that appears that makes him invisible, and you know he's in there somewhere, so just spam it, you're likely to fucking hit him.
He's probably in this big dome.
Huh, this dome appeared out of nowhere.
Especially if you see fucking like his little fucking crescent blades like slinging out of it. It's like, I wonder where he's shooting from.
So
that's some bullshit. Is there any other weak ones? I don't think, I mean, the team up the Iron Fist gives Luna Snow is kind of cool because it's a little bit of extra heal and it's a knockback, but like Iron Fist is so ass that like I don't see that one being ran too much. I think an underappreciated one is fucking Luna Snow's with Namor, like you guys were talking about earlier, like Luna Snow's Toro. That fucking ice turret has, like, increased HP, increased damage, and, like, applies a slow. That shit's annoying as fuck. So.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Luna Snow, just in general, is just too good.
Luna Snow's cracked, man. She's fucking cracked. I fucking hit Diamond playing mostly her, so she's gonna start getting banned, and I'm gonna fall back to plat. True story. True story. All right. We talked about this a little bit last week, but since then, like, have you guys thought about any nerfs just across the board that you'd like to see? Do you think anything is just beyond busted?
Well, I mean, we know what's beyond busted.
Hella Hawkeye? Yeah. Hella, yeah. I think, definitely needs it. That bitch just has everything, guys. Everything. She has a 2-tap this season. She has a stun, a fly getaway. And her ultimate lets her reset her health, right? Like, she flies up the air, and you're like, okay, come on.
You should be able to kill Hela out of her ult, I think.
Dude, yeah, for sure. But you can't. She just comes back down and kills someone. Also, she has wall hacks in her ult.
Why is there a damage bar on her when she's ulting if she can't die? It's very confusing.
Yeah. Well, you could cancel the ult, but, like...
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It's just LOS it. It's... Then it's just a useless ult, but I mean, and it would be different like if she fell out of the sky, like when you knocked her out of her ult, but she just teleports straight to the ground, and you're like, I hope she's not behind a cover after this ult.
Yeah, hell is busted. Like, you and before you fucking get hero bans for like the people trying to hit Diamond, they're all trying to abuse Hela and Hawkeye, so they're just in every fucking game, right? Just like every fucking game, it's super fucking annoying. Like, I played Strange, the fucking. Slow down the Hela and Hawkeye, and Or like Luna Snowed and Mantis just to be able to fucking counter ult her, but then they're always playing like Psylocke too if they're not playing Hawkeye, so then you have to save. Yeah, it's fucking frustrating. The DPS are so strong, man. Not as strong as I think his supports are. I think Luna Snow and Mantis are kind of cracked. Like they just like they're the best supports in the game hands down, just because they have no buttons. So like the their defensive alts that just like yeah, completely counter others plays. Which Mantis, is why
oh my God, get it all the time.
Another public service announcement. Stop fucking playing Rocket Raccoon, man. He's not good. His heals are so fucking slow. Like, he heals a lot over the course of the game, but they're so slow. They're not burst healy at all. And he doesn't ever fucking shoot his gun. So he's not doing damage. He has, like, one kill and, like, 27 assists at the end of the game. And he's just spamming his heals, and his only use is his fucking resurrect. And his alt's kind of just booty cheeks, because unlike every other support that has an alt that could, like, save a team fight, his is just a damage boost, right? Just an Orisa Bongo. Stop playing Rocket Raccoon. He's not that good, in my opinion. I could be wrong. Remember, we're not that great at the game, but like, he feels like fucking ass.
I don't know. You're higher ranks than us, and I take everything you say like as the word.
Dude, like I feel like Rocket's only really good, right? Is if he's giving his team up to the Punisher, like when he makes the Punisher shotgun go really fast with unlimited ammo. Like,
yeah, that,
I feel like that's his only.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is there's been a little bit of drama in the community about this idea of stacking versus solo queuing in comp specifically, and that there's a lot of high ranked players that people feel are boosted specifically because they queue up with friends and they're shitting on solo queuers. So that they have climbed to a rank they don't deserve, because they have the aspects of team play of like being in Discord and communicating and they're together versus just a bunch of solo queuers. So what do you guys even have thoughts on that? What do you think about stacking versus solo queue? Is that a problem?
If I am hearing this correctly, there's a phrase that we use and with the boys, and it's gay to talk to your homies, you know? So why would you talk during video games, especially a coordinated video game? Why? That is absolutely mind-blowing that people are getting that upset about it. Maybe that's why they're solo queue, because they can't make friends to play the game with. Dude,
make friends. That's simple. Do you want to climb? Stop being antisocial. What about you, Dino? What do you think?
Yeah, man. Just you have team chat with other people, so it's not like.
Well, it's still not. The team chat's still not going to be used, right? If someone's four stacking, they're not going to fucking get in team chat to keep the other two people.
Yeah.
In the loop, they're just not going to do it. But
Get more friends. Yeah.
Get more friends, dude. Also, you can climb solo queue and just take longer. Maybe you're not busting through the lobbies. Being carried by a good friend, like, but I think it's dumb, like, to complain about it, right? Because that they tried to fix that in Overwatch, where high ranked players could only queue with like one other person, so that you weren't just running into six stacks. But that's like terrible, and it's why hit high rank if I can't play with my fucking friends, right? If I can't,
exactly.
Or yeah, why can't I do that? Or like, it's just dumb. Like, yeah, you might occasionally get crushed by a six stack or whatever, but you can still fucking climb solo queue. And like, really, you can make some fucking friends. Go to the Discord, try to make some friends. Come to my chat, try to make some friends. I don't fucking know, dude. Fucking make some friends. Play. The game is better if you play with friends. Now, I can't play with these two because they're like super fucking low rank. But if I had fellow plat diamond players, I'd be playing with them.
Bronze sure. Three for life. Three.
Yeah, you actually have to play comp decline, believe it or not. So.
That's also true.
This is the first time I actually said, yesterday was the first time I sat down and played for like 2 hours straight. In comp and grinded.
Almost silver, dude. Gotta keep it up.
Almost
gotta
silver.
Keep it up, dude. While we're on the topic of comp, I wanted to talk about this. Because I feel like anybody can climb in Marvel Rivals. And what I mean by this is like, I consistently, when I win, gain much more SR than when I lose games. I lose like 18, but when I win games, I get like 32. So it's like every loss, you have to lose two games for every one loss you win, which you're like, you can have a negative win rate almost and still fucking climb, I feel like, on that. Like, and that's what I'm seeing. And I don't know if it's because maybe I'm just getting a lot of SR because I'm performing well statistically in the lobbies. I don't know if it's like stat based SR climb, but I know when I was in like fucking bronze and I was doing like winning bronze games, I was getting like 50 SR sometimes on a win. Fucking wild. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I got like on a good win, I got like 44. I was like, oh my god, just shot right up. I was like, that is what I'm talking about.
Dude, I think that's the most I've ever lost on a loss is like 22 SR.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I'm getting like 30.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the rate at which you, like, you'd have to go into serious loss streaks to, like, not rank up. Or just not play common.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's wild. And I don't know if it, like, and I imagine that, like, the higher you go, the more that settles out. Because I was watching, like, Jake 3 play earlier with some of his friends. And he was, like, losing 30 SR for a loss and getting, like, 18 for a win. So I know that eventually, it, like,
it'll flip.
Much harder to climb. Yeah, it'll flip. But Jesus, like, I feel like anybody can fucking climb in Marvel Rivals right now. And I don't know if that's just a stat-based thing or what, but I just wanted to bring it up. Yeah. The next thing I want to talk about is the optimization of the game or the issues they're still having. And I wanted to bring this up because I watched a video by, you guys know Penguin Zero, Moist Critical?
Oh, yeah.
Moist Charlie?
Good old Charlie.
He's been grinding the Marvel Rivals, and his game has been crashing a fucking lot. And mine does too, yeah. And so this is a fucking problem because, like, if you're playing comp and the game crashes and you, like, can't get back in time or the game finishes before you get back, like, you're awarded with, like, a loser's penalty and, like a leaver's penalty, and you lost the fucking game, and it wasn't your fault. So, like, yeah. Like, that's a real fucking issue. Like, that's really gotta get fixed.
I mean, yes, it needs to be fixed, but I mean, we've heard them say this is not the competitive lifestyle they want for the game. Mm-hmm. So, at what point do they just go, sorry, we're not doing anything about it?
That could be an argument for balance, but for playing the game crashing out, that's I don't feel like that's acceptable. You know, if the game's crashing because of something I didn't choose and like. Different people will take the game different levels of serious, for sure, right? So, like, you shouldn't if games are going to be crashing, you shouldn't punish people. Yeah, you lost your camera, man.
Dante disappeared. Faded into the ether. He's gone.
All right. Well, so, that's just something I wanted to bring up. The game's crashing. The optimization they say they're going to start tackling in the Season 1 patch. I think this game lives or dies. Well, it's going to live, of course. I don't see this game going poorly. But, like, I think the future of this game is going to be really indicative of how they handle their first real balance patch come Season 1. Like,
yeah.
And see how, like, aggressive they are, how well they do with all the problems people are facing. But, yeah. So, we'll come back to that. The next thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a surrender function in Marvel Rivals.
Comic. Oh, yeah.
You can slash FF. Let's go!
Yeah. you can bolt hit the game. And I kind of hate it. I'm not going to lie. Because let's say you join a game and, you know, they just fucking roll you at the first 3 points. Like, you might still win that game, dude. You never know until you're fucking on the defense, dude. Like,
yeah.
Or you're fucking attacking or the table of the turn. Like, how many games have you won in a competitive, like, on this, where, like, it looked like you were going to lose and then you came back and won at the end? Like,
yep.
Like, yeah. Team roll, yeah. So I hate that there's a function for that. Now, I do think it's useful for in games where, like, you know, you had a lever or two and it's, like, very obvious you're not going to win. Because everybody's at the same level, like, same skill, but, like, unless that's the case, dude, never fucking forfeit, never give up, never surrender. So, what do you guys think about the forfeit?
So, does everybody have to do it?
Everybody has to vote yes, yep.
Okay, well, that's fine. Because I would be the mofo, like, psych, we're still playing.
let me tell you this from a League of Legends player perspective. Surrender at 20, if your team is getting rolled, is a big thing. I have surrendered at 20 many, many times. I definitely hate it when you get that one person that's like Conrad, that's like, never give up! we keep playing. And it's like, you're the one that's causing us to lose. You're 0-5 in top lane. Yeah. Quit.
But it's a different game than League of Legends, man. That's what I'm saying. It's like, there's always a comeback in this game. League of Legends is a little bit different. It's like a little bit more snowball-y in like the economy aspect where, like, you know, they killed you 20 times and you have no kills and now they have a bunch of cool items that you don't fucking have, so you like just statistically can't beat them.
But as you die, you become less valuable as a target. So eventually, then they get on killing streaks, and then if your teammates kill them, they get a bunch of bounty gold. So, I mean, it's kind of a strat, you know? But, I mean, yeah.
Feed
on
purpose, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, feed on purpose.
But, feed on purpose.
I mean, yeah, it's a different game. I don't think it's a big deal to have forfeit. Like, if you know that it's just not... Like, so they go 3-0 on you, you come out of spawn or whatever, and it's a minute and a half into the game, and they haven't let you move an inch, and be like, all right, these guys are just rolling us. They're on fire. But... call it.
But see, that's kind of dumb too, because there's like a 5-minute timer, 4-minute timer out. Why not just wait the extra 2 minutes before
efficiency.
Not capturing the point? Yeah.
Efficiency. I want to get more games in.
It's like fucking 2 minutes. Like, I get it. I get the forfeit if like if you had a lever and you just want to go next. Like, you know, we're not gonna win. We had a fucking lever. This isn't a bronze lobby where I can win a 5v6. So like, I understand that, but like, dude, like, you never know what's going to happen to these games, because, like, snowballs could happen like that. Like, you could accidentally turn the alt economy or the fight and, like, change the tempo, and just, like, next thing you know is, like, you fucking won. What do you think, the heater?
Oh, yeah, I 100% believe that, because I've had games where, like, we were struggling to hold these people back, and, like, they got all the way to the end. Or they, like, we stopped them right before the end, and then we just steamrolled them. Like, they just kept trickling, kept dying, we just won. Mm-hmm. It was easier attacking than defending. It happens all the time, so.
It happens.
Especially, I feel like, with the King of the Hill game, like, I feel like once people swap them in the second match, like, it's always back and forth. I'm always, most of those in comp have been, like, win one, lose one, fight like hell for the last one.
That's, like, I think one of the more tilting moments. It was, like, when you 0-100 someone, like, almost right out the bat in King of the Hill, and you win the first point, and then the next fucking 2 points, they fucking win. That's fucking tilting as shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, that is the word. That's like, the you get so word, confident man. About it.
Man. And then destroyed. All right. So while we're still talking about comp, I want to talk about comp anxiety. And is that something you guys have ever experienced? Because, you know, like, for me, as I'm, like, climbing into diamond, right, and I'm hitting these higher SRs, like, you know, you don't want to lose your SR. Like, and you don't want to play comp now because you don't want to lose, like, what you've achieved. Like, have you guys ever experienced that? Or what advice do you have for people out there that might experience comp anxiety?
I'm going to go first on this, DeHeater. So,
yeah,
I used to play ranked games all the time. I used to be all about, I gotta climb. And that was a big reason why I would tilt when I would lose, because I'd be like, I'm about to get demoted. And it would drive me nuts. So I would take 15 to 20 minutes or go play a quick play or a normal game and, you know, kind of unwind, get my mind straight, and then go back into the grind on the next day or even later that day. So you gotta learn, like, if you start taking a losing streak, take the break. I know you want to keep playing, and you can keep playing, but go play a different game mode. Go play unranked. Go unwind, and then go back into it. You will play a lot better. You will, because it's a lot of it is in your head, and you gotta step away sometimes to clear your head.
Is comp anxiety something you deal with? Like, and I'm talking to like that. What I'm talking about is like, I understand what you're talking about with like the tilting and stepping away and like resetting. I'm talking about like let's say you hit a new peak, right? And now you don't even want to queue because you might lose it.
Oh yeah, 100%. Because right? Because I have imposter syndrome. I do not think I'm good enough to do anything. So if I get to like gold or plat, I'm like, I can't play anymore because I definitely can't compete with these guys up here. So I will much rather just not play comp and just go quick play and be like, all right, I'll get my gold or plat reward at the end of the season and just be fine with it.
What about you, DeHeater Work?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I I had an account in Overwatch where I hit plat and then just didn't touch that bitch ever again. It's like, bye-bye. I will be plat forever.
Like, do you have any advice for people doing
that? Yeah, I mean, I would say, like, just, like Vance said, take the break. Like, if you take L's, but, like, I mean, go for it. If you want to get climb higher, play more. If you don't, you know, take a break. But if you feel like you're good where you're at, cool. If not, mm-hmm. you're not feeling the challenges and quick play and stuff, just go back in. Fuck it.
It's like hitting on women, right? It's like you're never gonna, I don't want to say score in the podcast, but you're never going. If you don't step up to the bat, dude, you're.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Let me fix that for you.
Yeah. Step up to that, dude. Got to. You might lose it, and that's okay. It's okay, right? I was thinking about this earlier after I was watching, because I tilt, like, a lot, and we talk about it, and I know that I'm going to tilt, and I'm going to fall out of diamond soon, and then I'm going to have to climb back, and it's going to be this whole fucking process. But, like, I was thinking about it, and I was listening to some other people talk about, and SR, realistically, is just a fucking number. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, what do you expect, really? Like, you're going to hit, like, a new rank, like, diamond or GM, and you go to your, like, who's, like, I get it, like, that's an achievement of yours, and you're proud, but realistically, no one else fucking cares.
Like, yeah, I'm not going to go to work on Monday and be like, I hit Grandmaster in Marvel Rivals, and all my coworkers are going to look at me and, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm gonna go to my dad, like, Dad, I did it. I hit Grandmasters. And he's gonna, like, for the first time in his life, he's like, I'm proud of you now. That's not fucking realistic.
I've always wanted that for you.
If anything, it's like, you gotta stop playing fucking video games. You're 30 fucking two.
Now, so hang on. While we're talking about that, so our generation, like, our parents don't. Well, Dante, never mind.
say what you want to say.
Our parents don't care about video games like we do. Now, if Rhett comes up to me and, or like my stepson Devin, he turns 18 and he's talking about wanting to go to college to go try and maybe be on the Wright State esports team. And I would 100% be like, I'm super proud of you for doing that.
Absolutely.
And is that generational gap of people that care and don't care about video games, we're going to see that drastic shift. And it's going to be insane. Like, Rhett has beat Astrobots by himself, 100% of it, and he's 4.
Yeah.
He is 4 years old and 100%ing Astrobots. Damn. That game is hard.
Yeah. My stepkids, they beat freaking Cuphead. And that shit is hard. Like, I tried myself. I could not get through Cuphead. They beat the whole game. Like, it was insane. And like, our whole family plays video games, so it's like, it's nothing. Like, we're all into it, so it's definitely different than growing up. And like, people are like, oh, this is going to be wasting your time.
That's true. But most people are, like, realistically, like, aren't going to care. Like, I'd be proud of my son for hitting.
Absolutely. You
know, I'd be super proud. But, like, most people don't give a shit, right? So, like, why let it bother you? I guess what I'm trying to say is you shouldn't let your SR define who you are as a fucking person. Like, it's
don't
not,
let your rank define you. Be the bronze toxic bastard your entire way up.
It's fun. We're having fun. It's video games. That's why they were made, to have fun.
Right. I mean, it's true. And it's advice you hear from every streamer, every how do I get better at a video game or anything like that. But realistically, the only consistent thing through every game is you. You are the only common factor in all of your games. So if you play better, you will climb. And it's just the fact. So, like, why folk, and I know I tilt and I bitch about other people, but, like, and this is something I'm working on too, but why worry about things you can't control, like your teammates, when there's stuff you could have done to win the game, you know?
We need to cut to computer, turn the lights on.
You look like you had an afro in there. Yeah.
It turns off automatically at 9:45 every day. Shit, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
We're talking about not letting your SR define you, taking breaks from the game.
Be toxic, you know, all the way up through the ranks.
Yeah, toxic.
Yeah, because, you know, you're having fun. That's it. I mean, you should have fun playing video games.
I think I just lost my train of thought now, too. Fuck, that was bad. Don't clip that.
We're firing on all cylinders tonight, boys. Oh,
what I was gonna say when you were saying that about like you said, I know I get toxic. I want to get a clip of you just cursing someone out with your gameplay just above your head. That'll just be perfect.
Somebody send me a clip of Conrad getting tilted.
It's not hard to find.
It's not. They're out there.
All right. The next thing I want to talk about, and we should have talked about this earlier, another bit of drama, is the cheating scandal. I don't know if you guys have paid attention to this, but I guess Marvel Rivals has falsely banned people for cheating, and they haven't. So they came out with an apology, says they're going to be better about it, and they unbanned like a shit ton of accounts, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
But what about the people that were cheating? Yeah, how do they define who was and who wasn't?
I don't know, dude. But like their anti-cheat does seem a little bit aggressive. Like, right? They claim they can catch a cheater within 7 games. That's a
That's pretty mean.
That's pretty aggressive.
So maybe you know, if you're going into the game and you're in a bronze lobby and you just have like GM aim because you have to climb through bronze and people are reporting for you cheating,
That's something else I want to kind of touch on too. How do we know that it's actually NetEase people that are reviewing and it's not like some AI that's just, oh, somebody mass reported this guy for cheating, but he's just really good at the game and they didn't actually go through and verify anything?
The way I like to think it, how it works, and there's no way to know unless they tell us, I like to think like if I report someone for cheating, it flags them. And the more they get reported for cheating, the higher it brings them up on a priority list where then a real person sets eyes on gameplay. That's how I would like it to be. But it doesn't seem like that if like
20 million players.
If there's been false
accusations.
The accusations.
Give me some shit. I'm trying to
climb, you wanna be banned for 100 years?
They don't play me. I reported that guy for being racist today. Like it says like this person has already been penalized. We will take greater measures on this person for
imagine if he had to do like a cultural diversity class before he could fucking relaunch. You dropped the hard R, you gotta go to class, dude. Like I don't know, man.
You gotta present the certificate, mail it in or whatever.
Mail it in. It's like, all right. He's learned his lesson.
You do lessons on why you can't say Winnie the Pooh.
Let's talk about that because that's super funny. So, like, there's a few things I found out from other streamers on the internet that you can't type, and it says like inappropriate. Like you can't type this because it's inappropriate. One of those is Winnie the Pooh.
Wow.
You can't type Winnie the Pooh in chat. You can't type free Taiwan or free Hong Kong either. So
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Huh? Taking a geopolitical stance, are we, Marvel Rivals?
Well, they are based in China, bro. Right? Like, yeah.
Ooh,
that's love China.
Inappropriate, dude. It's just inappropriate text, dude. Freedom is inappropriate.
Yeah.
And that's right there is why we'll never be in the content creator program. It's because we don't bow to communist China.
Yeah, we say the N-word.
America. Wait. No, we don't say the N-word out loud.
Say it on a regular basis.
He's black sure for audio listeners. He's allowed to, I think that's how it works.
Yeah. The one thing you sign up for when you're born black. Yeah.
It's right there by your social security number. It's like this is your path.
yes. I can tell by these digits.
And in return, you're only gonna have shorter lifespans.
But you get to use one word.
But
for everything.
One spicy word that everybody wants to use.
Everybody wants it. Yeah, use it. Okay.
But you got it.
Dude, I got another PSA I forgot to bring up earlier, and it's shoot fucking deployables. Like, I just want to talk about this, dude. Do you guys realize that a Loki clone does 1/3? If there's 2 Loki clones up, Loki clone does 1/3 of his healing and DPS. You literally cut out a healing, a third of his usefulness every fucking time you destroy one fucking clone. Destroy them. I'm sorry.
Everything you see.
Everything deployable. Shoot the fucking dogs. Like, shoot the fucking
mines or whatever. Penny Parker's
web. Oh my god, that's so fucking annoying. People don't kill it. They're like, do the whole team fight. And that's, I think that's why people have tricked themselves into thinking Penny Parker's top tier when she's like realistically only good on like defense in certain maps and certain situations. Yeah. And it's because they don't shoot her infinitely spawning generator that spawns mines, and they just walk into them like, how did that blow up? Like, I don't fucking know, dude.
What happened?
Penny Parker's so cracked, as if like she never has to reset her fucking drives me crazy. Shooting fucking deployables. Any deployable in the game has massive value. Fucking shoot it. Okay.
Get out of here.
All right. So we're coming close to the end of season zero. And and we have a confirmation on season one, which starts next Friday. But we got a little bit of a surprise from NetEase yesterday, and they showed that they're going to be revealing next Monday 4 new characters.
Yeah, I wonder what it could be.
It's a fantastic review or a fantastic reveal. Yeah. So wow. Yeah. So like there's gonna be a trailer on Monday at like 11 a.m. EST. It's gonna be Mr. Fantastic, Johnny Storm, the Human Torch. The Thing and the Invisible Woman. So that's exciting. What do you guys think about that? Are you guys excited for that?
Yes. I'm excited for the Human Torch. He looks, this kid sounds fun.
I want Chris Evans' Human Torch. I wonder how much of a flyer
he's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. I've also seen Chris Evans. Leaks yet, but I'm not, I don't think we should talk about leaks because people get mad.
Oh, yeah. No leaks, but they're out there.
Oh, they're out there. Ultron. Blade.
Dude, if Blade comes to the game, I will play the out of him. Oh my god, yes!
Blade, yeah, I mean, yeah, Blade.
Deadpool is too.
Deadpool for sure.
Yeah, well, Blade has to come to
the game just from like the story perspective, right? Like New York and the story is being overran by vampires. Right?
Yeah, Blade's got to come in and cut him down. Yep.
Yeah.
Blade's got to be there. That's all I'm saying. So that's exciting. So it's been the Thing is most likely going to be a Vanguard. The Invisible Woman is most likely going to be, I would imagine her not being a DPS, but who knows? I imagine her being support. And we also, Mr. Fantastic and Human Torch are going to be some DPS. So that'll be really cool. Cool. I'm really looking forward to that. But as we draw to the end of this season, season zero, their prototype season, what do you guys want to see in the next season for season one? Like, more maps. What are the things you want to see? More maps.
More maps.
Yeah, definitely. I want at least, I mean, maybe two or three. At least two, but three for real.
What map do we want? What world do we want to see?
I think there's been a couple map leaks already, too. To be
completely honest. Ego. I want the Ego planet. Ego. I want... on more Guardians maps, like in general, because I don't think they have one at all, and they have a lot of fucking cool ass planets they can do.
Yeah, I want to see how they do some things like Krakoa, for example. Like, Krakoa has been leaked forever now, and like, Krakoa is like the living island. Like, it's a giant mutant that other mutants live on, right? So, I'm wondering how, like, you know how every map has different, like, effects, like the Wakanda maps, you piss off gods if you destroy enough of the environment, and the Asgard maps, destroyable environment rebuilds after like 30 seconds or so, and then in Clintar, you know, you shoot symbiotes for them extra effects throughout the map. So I'm just wondering what they do for the extra maps and the other things. I think that's kind of exciting.
I like that they actually add that aspect in general. That's definitely a fresh take.
Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Is there anything else you guys want to see for the next season?
What if we get, like, a map where it's just New York City, but the more you blow it up, like, you piss off the Avengers, and just, like, some AI Avengers come down and try and hunt you down if you blow up too much shit?
I think that's too much.
You just get a bounty on your head?
A bounty on the map? Like, no, I think that's too much of a big gameplay that just, like, takes away from...
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would have to change the game a little bit, but...
I also want to see more maps, but another thing I'd like to see is more game modes too, because we only have the three. I can't even remember their actual names in Marvel Rivals, but they're essentially Escort, Escort Hybrid, and King of the Hill.
Yeah,
Yeah. So I'd like to see a bit more variety and see what they do different than Overwatch, like terms of competitive game modes.
Let's get a let's get a capture the flag and just watch Wolverine just leap across the map. Oh my god, the Hulk Wolverine team up would be busted for that.
Well, the Hulk would be busted by himself because he could just keep jumping, right? Like nonstop. Like, I don't think that would work. Spider-Man could just swing from one end of the map to the other. Like, where am I go? Another thing I'd like to see, pretty aggressive balancing. I know some people don't want to see that. They like how everybody feels OP, but I want to see how they handle balancing. Like, I think they can definitely keep characters strong while still, like, addressing pain points with them. So I'm really excited to see how they do that and how they write the patch notes, too, because that's not been historically a good thing from NetEase, too. So, man. What else you guys got? What else you got? Season one. I want to see kick-ass skins, dude. I want to see...
They've been cooking. Optimization, number one.
Oh my god, yeah, that's gotta be big. They need... Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's also been an issue, I guess, that mouse acceleration is just auto-turned on in Marvel Rivals and the config files, so a lot of people have been, like, altering the config files to get rid of that. So that needs to be addressed, that needs to be a targetable feature, because that really does affect your aim.
Yeah. So with Marvel, we know Marvel is a huge IP, and we know they have done a ton of, like, collabs with other brands. What type of stuff do you want to see, like, collabs for, like, skins or things of that nature?
I don't, honestly. I don't want to see, like, a Porsche. I don't want to see, like, a Marvel fucking Porsche skin like Overwatch did, or Marvel Avatar. I'd like to see just original and comic book skins, honestly.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat, honestly. Like, I don't need a One Punch Man Spider-Man skin or some shit. Like,
I don't think have so much they can match do. With Spider-Man, I just think
they should keep doing, like, fan 80 favorites.
80 years of content they can pull from, right?
Yeah.
I guess like that's fair.
Retro
skins. They've been doing, like, these original skins that have been kick-ass, like the Chinese New Year skins, badass. The winter skins, badass.
Those robot ones they did, I love the Mantis one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the only one in the Battle Pass. But, yeah. Oh, no, actually, there's two in the Battle Pass. You get the Black Panther one, too. But, yeah, so that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see, I'm really curious about how they're going to handle the team-ups. Like, are we going to lose all these teams? Because there's a lot of fucking team-ups in the game. There's, like, 20 team-ups, right? So if these team-ups change next season, and they're going to change every season, I'm really curious to see how they handle that. Because that's a lot to change per season, dude.
Like, that would change. Force the meta to change every time.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm curious to see about that and see how our pain points change as they do this. So I'm really excited to see that. All I know is I'm worried the Spider-Man is gonna lose his like 15% damage buff and be absolutely completely fucking useless.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that.
Spider-Man, so.
Yeah. Well, play him a little bit and see how hard it is.
Yeah, I did play one game and it was hard.
Yeah. All right. I can't think of anything else. And honestly, the flu medicine I'm on is really fucking with my head. So, like, I think we're going to call it there. And we're going to do our little outros and head out today. All right. Dehita Work.
All right. Dehita Work. Catch me at Dehita Work at Twitch Live or Twitch TV, whatever.
You're so new to Twitch, you don't even know how to. Plug yourself on Twitch. That's adorable. Baby's first stream. I'm Vance Helsing Gaming. I promise I will try and get more content out on my channel and stuff, but having a toddler and working is difficult. So maybe next year once he starts kindergarten and he's like gone for 8 hours a day, we'll get there.
All right. And I am Conrad Guther. You can always catch you can always catch me streaming Tilted at twitch.tv/Conrad Guther. I also want to put out we want to do a mailbag section for our podcast, but we haven't gotten any emails. So please send emails of questions, concerns, hot takes, whatever you want us to talk about. Please send it to the MarvelRivalsReview@gmail.com. I'd also like to take a second. Something really cool happened to me this last week where I had a first person that was a fan of the podcast come by the stream and talk to me. So I'd like to shout out for Pose for My Scope. Thanks for doing that, man. It meant a lot. And thank you guys for the views. We passed 300 views on each of our last couple episodes, so that's really exciting, and it's really cool to see the podcast grow. If we're a little bit low energy today, we apologize. Two of us are recovering from being sick, and one of us is Dante. Dejito work over here.
Yeah.
So, thanks for watching. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. Peace.
Laters.
Bye.